is Fred Goldstein with Health Innovation Media, and I'm here at HIM17 with Tom Chamberlain, the CEO and founder of Edlogix. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Fred. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here today. So give us a little bit of background on Edlogix, why you founded the company, and sort of what was the problem you were driving at?
Sure. We founded Edlogix to help improve health literacy. We knew health literacy was an area that is critical to improving health outcomes, but was not being addressed at an appropriate level. And we thought there was a great opportunity to transform the way consumers learn about health, to address a multi-billion dollar issue of health literacy. Up to $238 billion a year is attributed to low health literacy. And we thought if we could address that issue by making learning fun, engaging, gamified, and incentive driven, we would have a good opportunity to get people to understand why they ought to engage and empower them to make better healthcare decisions.
Yeah, I guess when you think about health literacy and you realize that that really is sort of the core base foundation of somebody then trying to change their behavior, right?
Absolutely. We need to get people activated in the game. People typically struggle with understanding health. We know that 90 million Americans have low health literacy, and if we can improve that, give them an opportunity to be more engaged in their care, then everyone else wins in the process. We're able to get people, prevent hospitalizations, emergency room visits, better compliance with their treatment regimens and their drug therapy, all issues that are responsible for, the outcomes in America.
So how does the platform work? It was interesting. We did a webinar a few months ago, and we had Cynthia Bauer on from the CDC, and she made the comment, which I thought was just brilliant, that we've known for 30 years that handing out pamphlets doesn't work, yet we still do it. So this is really a different way, right?
Absolutely. It's and as a clinician, I used to treat my own patients, and I knew that it wasn't really getting through to individuals when I handed them educational materials, reading materials. So we knew that we needed to make it more engaging. It had to be game-based. So we've developed innovative games, innovative gamification strategies with leaderboards, badges, incentives for academic achievement. And that's our target market is going after the employers that need smarter healthcare decision makers.
And, a lot of people talk about games. We've gamified our platform. But a lot of these games are shoot 'em ups, and other stuff. And people worry, hey, they're just going to be playing games. Are you doing something different with games in a sense?
Sure. Our games are very simple. We really use the term edutainment. So we're educating individuals as we're entertaining them with simple games that have evidence-based health information built into them. So we see ourselves as an innovator in game-based learning and making those games very effective, very addicting, so that people are learning from that. It's pulling evidence-based content that we develop ourselves, that we acquire from content partners, and work with academic medical centers to build out the content that goes into those games. So they're different than video games where you're shooting hamburgers and other types of things. So we think that our games are unique in the industry and very simple and addicting and a fun way to learn.
Right, because I think when those games came out, people realized rather quickly maybe, but they kept coming out, that type of approach doesn't work. So people also, don't just go on their computers. Is the platform set up for, phones, iPads, etc.?
Sure. Any web-connected device, so mobile phones, iPads, desktops, it's a fully mobile responsive experience. And we know that we have to be there for the millennials and for those individuals that do most of their stuff on a phone. So, and our education is focused on clinical content, chronic conditions, clinical conditions, cancers, and we touch on wellness. But we also touch on contemporary topics that are more than just clinical. We help them navigate the healthcare system. So we educate them on what is insurance, what they need to know about that, utilizing other portions of the healthcare system.
Right. It's not just an education system on health, but you've got information on medication management. You've got information on getting a living will, and you can download it from all 50 states, I understand. And also information then on, what is my health insurance? What's a copay? What's a deductible? So people can better use their health insurance. Now, a big issue, and it came up yesterday when we were interviewing Dr. Kaveh Safavi, the senior director of managing director of global healthcare for Accenture. He brought up the issue of security and how important it is and how people are really beginning to worry about healthcare and security. There have been a lot of breaches. So talk a little bit about the back end and what you've done with the system there.
Sure. I mean, that's a critical point. With we can do all the great things that we have, but unless we're scalable and secure, it's not going to go anywhere. The decision maker oftentimes is a CTO. So we've partnered with Red Hat, one of the leading technology firms out there, to implement some of their latest and greatest technologies with containerization and microservices so that we can scale rapidly, so that we can publish content quickly, and that we're in a very secure environment. So security is a key issue, and we're spending most of our time on the back end of the platform now that we have a beautiful front end and one that's really proven to be very engaging with good outcomes.
And I understand that Red Hat had you on stage with some folks at a conference, and there was perhaps a white paper done on the company that people could get access to?
Yes, glad you brought that up. That was a good company that we were in at a government symposium that Red Hat published several months ago, actually about 4 months ago, and I was on stage with the technology leads for the IRS and for the U.S. court system. So it was Edlogix, flanked by two major players that are using Red Hat technology, but not as aggressively as we are. So we've been able to do that, and they did a case study on us as an innovative company that's using the latest technology in container platform and microservices.
And so if somebody wants to learn more or maybe go see some of these videos from the webinars you've done or get that white paper, where do they go?
So they can go to edlogix.com. We can send information to them. But really, it's our platform where we can get them a pass to get in and get them on the platform so they can experience the fun, engaging ways and how we're transforming the way consumers learn about health.
And obviously, one of the key points that has come up a bunch of times is, do these programs do anything? So can you talk some about your outcomes?
Sure. Our outcomes right now are focused on, we're getting great engagement, so we have real good engagement levels. We're proving that we're making people smarter, both individually, so everyone gets a health grade point average at baseline, and then we can show increases in their health GPA, and we can also roll all of that up so we can demonstrate to employers and other organizations using the platform that we are making that population smarter. So we have better outcomes, people are getting smarter, and our next phase is really to tie that to claims data and to really look at economic and clinical outcomes. But we know that we're making people smarter, which is the first step in what we're trying to do. And the way that we've been able to make that more effective is by personalizing the learning experience so that your platform is going to be personalized to you, your age, your gender, your personal attributes. So right from the onboarding process, we know more about you, which is going to be different than your wife. And so your platform experience is going to be personalized to your needs, your specific requests for what you're interested in most. And we think that really ties into our outcomes.
And you're also personalizing it using a partner, I think, is C2B. And who are they, and what's that personalization like?
Sure, that's been a great partnership where it's patient bond using C2B's technology, and they do what they call psychographic segmentation. So in the onboarding process, we can tell where an individual lies in a particular bucket, a persona. And so they're either a direction taker or they're an active listener or a balance seeker, and depending upon their persona, we can tailor our messaging to get them to register with a different message, different graphics, and during the experience we can educate them through voice, through text, or through email based upon their persona, so we have a greater likelihood of them acting upon what we're doing.
Well, this is great. So you've really sort of got this whole educational platform that uses engagement, personalization, data and analytics, measuring learning. And it's not just, as we talked about earlier, healthcare learning, but learning about the system and the others. So where are you taking the platform next? What's the next phase of the growth for Edlogix?
So we're going into prescribed education, which is a hot area where your physician can actually prescribe your diabetes module, so, and integrate it into the electronic medical record, so that in your end of visit on MyChart with Epic, you're going to get your lab values that you need, or your labs that you need to go get, what educational modules you need to complete on the Edlogix platform, and then your physician can see the results of your understanding of diabetes on your next visit. So prescribed education for on-site clinics at employers, for accountable care organizations, and taking in biometric data in our data warehouse that we just launched, we can take biometric information to personalize the experience. So if your metabolic profile or your lab values indicate you might have a condition known as metabolic syndrome, you can get a personalized metabolic syndrome module that is served up to you through our personalization engine.
Well, that's fantastic. It's really getting to the point where we can you can deliver targeted educational messages, games, modules, videos to an individual based on either what the doctor would like them to see or that they need to see based on some other data coming in.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see ourselves as the front end of a lot of different other platforms. Here at HIMSS, there's a lot of great technologies, but we have people approaching us to be the front end to get them in the system through our in addicting game-based learning. And once they're in, we can drive them to other partners of ours. So across the platform, we can drive them to go to their biometrics, to take advantage of telemedicine, to take advantage of their HRA. So we can actually direct people after we educate them on the benefits, both convenience and cost of using telemedicine, and increase their utilization and participation maybe up to 300% more by driving them to that and clicking and engaging and signing up for those programs and services right off our platform.
Tom, one of the most interesting things, I think, is you're actually a PharmD, and so went through all that training as a pharmacist. Did that play into what you're trying to do? What drew you into doing this?
No, that's really at the core of why we started Edlogix, is because my personal experience as a clinician treating patients on chronic conditions and seeing that they weren't really understanding their role in helping to manage their chronic conditions. So typical education wasn't working. So I knew firsthand that we had a problem in the way we're educating consumers and engaging them in their care. So we set out, really, this is the last chapter of my career, is based on all of my experience in the past. I knew what didn't work, and I knew we needed to make learning fun, engaging, and incentive-driven to get people to want to learn about health. So as a PharmD, both as a on the clinical side, but also on pharmaceuticals, on taking their medications, we know that we spend a lot of time diagnosing and treating and coming up with a treatment plan, but we lose that if they don't understand why they should be taking their meds and why they should be monitoring their blood sugar. So if they understand a little bit more about the impact of noncompliance and understanding why it's important for them to be part of the treatment plan decision-making and shared decision-making, that was key. And I also knew that reimbursement, as it changes into more value-based reimbursement, as physicians and organizations are treating patients, without an active consumer or patient playing a role, the reimbursement for those organizations is not going to be as good. So a more engaged, patient-directed consumer health and all of the trends into value-based reimbursement played a factor into why I started this. So it was a direct experience background that I knew what worked and what didn't, and then that's really why we started this, and we think we're onto something. Everyone was forgetting the basics of education. They were doing a lot of high tech, a lot of new products and services, but basic education is critical to make sure the uptake of those new technologies are optimized.
Well, fantastic. Sounds like a great system, really designed for both employers and now providers, it sounds like. And thanks again, Tom, for joining us this morning at HIMSS 17.
Gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I